Now, in this type of meditation, it's okay to move. However, try to avoid the moving unless you actually need to adjust your posture because you're in pain. So if you're just feeling restless, try and notice that you're feeling restless and see if you can keep yourself in your meditation posture. And I'm going to start us out with our eyes closed. So if you haven't already, close your eyes. You can start at the top of your head. You just focus on the top of your head. We're going to slowly work our way down the body from the top or the crown of our head down into our forehead and our temples. See if you can focus your attention there and relax your forehead. Maybe you're holding a little bit of tension. As we get older, we see more and more lines in our forehead. And that's from furrowing our brows a lot. So what we're doing right now is unfurrowing our brows, or relaxing that part of us. Keep working your way down into the temples and the bridge of your nose. It's almost as if there's a line, sort of like almost like maybe a level of water that is slowly going down our bodies. It's like we're emerging from water, and as we emerge, everything that emerges is relaxed. Check in with your eyes and your eye sockets. See if you can relax those. Interestingly, you may feel tension when you focus your attention on your eyes and the eyelids, and maybe the muscles around your eyes, like your cheeks. And working your way back to your jaw. And don't forget about your ears. Is there any way to relax your ears down into your jaw? Notice what you're doing with your mouth. Are your teeth clenched? Is your tongue cleaved to the roof of your mouth? If so, relax that. And maybe following the tongue into the back of the throat. Can you relax your throat? Do you feel anything there? Maybe you notice some tension when you focus on the throat. Can you open that up? Maybe you notice the feeling of the breath coming down from your nose into your throat. That's often one of the places you can feel your breath. Inside your head. Notice that feeling. In fact, let's take three breaths here. And just notice the feeling of the breath in and out. You don't have to change it. And keep moving down. Down into the back of your neck, your sternum, and your shoulders, or I should say clavicle. Now see if there's any tension there. A lot of times we hold tension in our shoulders and our traps. See how that's feeling to you right now, and if there's any way for you to relax it a little bit. It's almost like you want to let your shoulders hang on your spine. And maybe can they go back a little bit? How does it feel if you bring your shoulders back just a little? We get very used to in our day-to-day lives, especially if you're in front of a computer a lot, which a lot of people are, you're very used to hunching over. This is a little bit of an opportunity for us to correct that posture. Crowds our internal organs and creates places of tension in the back and the shoulders. by putting those shoulders back a little bit and letting them hang, really helps us find a comfortable position. And keep making your way down from your shoulders to your upper arms and your chest. And down into the heart area and the lungs. And let's stop here again, keep our attention in our chest. And let's do three big breaths in and out. And pay attention to the way it feels in our chest taking these big breaths. So big breath in. And a big breath out. Big breath in. And a big breath all the way out. Keep going. There's a lot more breath there than we usually give it credit for. So one last breath in and all the way in. And all the way out. Notice that feeling of the breath. I'll let your breathing come back to normal. And let's keep moving our attention down our bodies, from our chest down our arms at the same time, maybe a little bit of attention on our elbows. And then at about the same level, we've got the stomach, the belly. And I always point out the belly because we hold so much tension in our bellies. See if you can relax that belly. I find that when I let go of the tension in my belly, there's a sense of settling into the posture. It's almost like there's more weight added to my seat as I relax. See if you can find that relaxation that adds weight to your seat. How does your belly feel? Do you feel the tension of the day, the tension that you brought in with you to the room? Maybe you can let that go. Just notice it and let it go. Maybe you also feel the breath a little bit in your belly as well, from your diaphragm moving. Maybe it moves with your breath. Just notice that as well. You don't have to change it. Just note that you can feel your breath all the way from your nose all the way down into your belly. And keep working your way down now to relax your belly. Maybe your sides. Maybe pay a little attention to your obliques before you go. Is there any tension there? And then keep working your way down into your hips and your groin. And spend a little time exploring that area. Are your hips tight? Is there tension in your groin? How is your body? How are your legs folded? How do they relate to your hips and your groin? Is there any sense of relaxation that you can find in your thighs? Are you holding them up a little bit? Maybe you can let them down, sink into that posture a little bit more. Maybe notice your hands resting on your thighs. Maybe there's a little bit of heat there, a little bit of pressure. And then slowly bring your attention down into your knees. I can feel tightness in my knees. Are they the same? Does your left knee feel the same as your right knee? What's the difference? If there's any relaxation to be found there, then let it relax. And then check in with your calves, your ankles, your toes, tops of your feet. What does it feel like sitting the way you're sitting? Can you feel the cushion beneath you at the bottom of your seat? Now you may feel a little more relaxed than you did a few minutes ago. And that's a good thing. One of the things that our body does is it carries around our sort of state of mind with it. And by checking in with our body, it kind of informs us a little bit about our state of mind, how stressed we are. Or maybe we're happy, maybe we're sad, whatever it is, that stuff is carried around in the body. And by relaxing the body and checking in with it, finding all those places of tension, we're actually also relaxing our minds a little bit. By placing our attention at different points of the body, we're not worried about the future or what happened before we got here or what's going to happen when we leave. We're just focusing on the now and what our body is telling us about our state of being right now. So spend a minute just checking in with whatever parts of your body you feel need checking in with. When you find places of tension, just notice that they're tense, then let them go, let them relax.